Social media savvy, not just the domain of the private sector. It turns out NASA, the Army, State Department, White House, getting some pretty high praise for online strategy, too. This is the very first Digital IQ Index ranking. It is a list of government, nonprofit, and industry trade groups using social media and online strategies to their greatest advantage. Joining us now to explain this list and how these agencies are ranked is Doug Guthrie. He is the dean of the George Washington University School of Business, which co-authored the index. Mr. Guthrie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the federal agencies that landed on the top 10 list, NASA, State Department, the Army, the White House, what is it that they are doing right that you were able to measure?
Well, the Digital IQ is an index that was developed by my collaborator, Scott Galloway, at the Luxury Lab think tank. And it's a way of thinking about the digital footprint of a given organization. So we look at things like the effectiveness of the website and think about its functionality and its content, and that's about 40% of the rankings. And we look at an organization's digital marketing. That's about 30%. And then we look at their engagement with social media. And then we finally look at mobile technology and the ways in which they're using smartphones and those sorts of things.
How much did that weight, the mobile technology?
That's 10%. Social media is 20% and mobile technology is 10%.
So how were you able to compile this index and come up with these units of measure?
Well, so what we do is we have a research team that goes and looks at everything that we can find in these four areas of digital space about a given organization. And then we drill down as far as we can get and weight the scores based on the percentages that I gave you and then normalize it so it's kind of like an IQ score. And then in all the studies that L2 has done and the ones that I've done with them, we always do 100 organizations, and so we normalize the score across those 100 and kind of come up with something that looks a little bit like an IQ.
Did you find any similarities among those who are doing it right and scoring well?
Yeah. I mean, in general, if you're kind of, you know, the ones you mentioned are in the genius category, as we put it, and you know, all of them have, first of all, all of them have a very, very functional website and something that allows users to really interface with what the organization's doing in a very clean way. You can't get a high score on this without that. The really interesting things, though, are that all of these organizations also are really engaging in digital marketing and social media very effectively. And the social media piece is really probably the piece that puts everybody over the ones that are really in the gifted or genius category over the top, because it's where we find the biggest variation, I think, because, you know, some organizations are really taking a lead in working with that, and some are just not really thinking that it's an important. They think it's sort of a trendy thing among young people, which is in some ways sort of the point.
Yeah, that is actually quite the point. What is it that other organizations then can learn from those that are doing it right? Is the use of social media right up there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I mean, right now we have it weighted in some ways for the amount of attention people pay to it in digital across the board. But if you think about the where this is going and the trend of the future, I mean, the organizations that have done unbelievably well across the board and those that are really kind of, in some sense, punching above their weight. So if you look at the number three on our list was PETA. This is an organization that has so much less funding than, say, NASA or the White House. But they are right up there with everybody else in terms of their presence in the social media space. And so they're actually able to have so much more power in the digital marketplace than many other organizations that have much better funding. And so this tells us in some ways something about a shift in it. We think it tells us about a shift in democracy. It tells us about a shift in the way people are actually engaging with their constituents. And if you are an organization that is underfunded, but you really aggressively tackle the social media approach to things, you can actually really have a big impact.
Actually, you anticipated my next question, because that seems like that might be why this sort of ranking is important in the first place. Why should an agency or organization or office even care if it's using social media or where it would come in on a list like this one?
Well, let me give you, so I just gave you the PETA example. Let me give you an example actually from another study that we did prior to this one, which was on the U.S. Senate. If you look at Jim DeMint, who is the most aggressive user and very strategic about the use of social media. He has gotten so much leverage from this media in a way that has, you know, in some sense catapulted his political career and his power in very different ways. A more famous example, of course, and one and the White House is number two on our list. In many ways, Barack Obama perhaps captured or at least utilized the media effectively enough to help him capture the White House. And so, I mean, if you just think about what that means in terms of power and power of a message, power of an idea, power of your ability to connect with constituents, it's just this cannot be underestimated.
We are talking with Doug Guthrie. He is the dean of the George Washington University School of Business. And was your index able to discern what might be holding some organizations back from using social media to its greatest advantage, or did you even go in that direction?
Well, you know, that's sort of, I guess that's a little bit more of a qualitative question. And, you know, we would need to do a second phase of the study and go out and talk to people and say and ask them questions about why they're undervaluing or not viewing this as an important thing. I have some anecdotal evidence on that, just in that when I've talked to people in the Washington area who don't seem to think that this is an important media, they just sort of think, well, you know, this is an interesting sort of trend, but this is not the world. The world is the world that we know. It's the world of money. It's the world of advertising campaigns. It's the world of backroom politics, and you know, these kind of trends don't really matter that much. But I think that our study shows that they actually do, and I think most people intuitively know they do. The big problem is, do people know how to strategically use the technology? And that's really where the interesting question becomes.
Now, as the dean of the School of Business at GW, can you put this in historical perspective for us, what sort of shift we're looking at sociologically or business-wise when it comes to the use of social media and how these businesses and organizations are using it to their advantage?
Absolutely. I mean, I really think that I hate to use words like seismic or fundamental, but I think we're really witnessing something that many of us have thought, myself included. You know, I'm of a generation that has thought, well, you know, this media is interesting, but it's not really changing the world. If you look at the Fortune 500 companies, they're still traditional industries. If you look at, you know, different ways in which business is done in politics, it still seems kind of similar. But I think the reality is that, you know, Barack Obama captured the White House in part with the use of this kind of media. There is an entire new generation of young people who are growing up with this media in a way that I feel like myself and people of our generation can't even fathom what it's actually going to mean for the future. But the key thing to really understand here is that this is a very different way of people engaging with the civic space. People are really having a different kind of way of tracking it. They're having a different kind of way of influencing it. We think that the organizations and the people that are really effective in engaging with it are going to really be out and ahead in terms of influencing the public sector.